You'd think that the more books you write, the easier it becomes, but it doesn't, I'm afraid, especially with non-fiction. The idea naturally comes first. It might be a place that fires my imagination, or a person I hear in my head, real or imagined. Even the plainest non-fiction has its own voice. Or I might stumble across history's minor characters in pernickety footnotes, like my current book, The Jamestown Brides, which tells the true story of 56 young English women of good character shipped to Virginia nearly 400 years ago and sold as brides to the planters. The idea came to me more than a decade ago when I was over in Virginia researching a biography of early plant collectors and gardeners. I must have filed it away in my head, letting the women's story metamorphose in the dark until it suddenly sprouted wings and flew into the light. I simply had to give chase. Who were these women? Hand-picked, we are told. And what on earth persuaded them to travel? The colony was then less than 15 years old, and mortality rates were catastrophic. Did they grasp the gamble they were taking with their lives? Had anyone set out the odds? Once I have an idea and a quest, the next stage is to research as voraciously as I can, garnering facts which I must slip into the narrative with a novelist's grace, while remaining rigorously true. My starting point for the Jamestown book was a manuscript list of nearly 60 women sent over to Virginia, which I consulted one freezing December morning in the Pepys Library at Magdalen College, Cambridge. I love lists like these, containing as they do the embryo of stories. Weeks and months of research followed, much of it at the British Library, but still the women failed to float off the page. Place held the key to their resurrection, as it does so often in my writing. And so I put the draft aside and travelled to East Cowes on the Isle of Wight, where the first dozen or so women embarked for Virginia. At last I could locate them in a landscape they had seen with their own eyes, experience how the wooded hills on either side of the Medina estuary hold you safe until you hit the choppy waters of the Solent. After that, I tramped about England and Virginia, visiting the places where they lived and died, getting closer all the time. That's the fun part. The rest is hard slog. Every writer will tell you that. I build my non-fiction chapter by chapter, researching and writing as I go along, trusting to luck and experience that they will somehow slot together. The Jamestown book was harder than most, but I kept my nerve, writing or researching 6 or 7 days a week, starting each morning with a solitary walk around my neighbourhood, eyes down, as a way of retreating into my head. After writing comes the even more draining edit, then proofs, then revising corrected proofs, then checking revisions, then hunting down illustrations and arguing over the jacket. You swear you will never write another book in your life, ever. Until the butterfly flaps its wings and the chase starts all over again.